The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. How are you? How you doing? 7:06 on AM 970, The Answer. With Al Gattulo and Joey Sebilia and Debbie Duhame. And Greg Jarrett's coming up in a little while. Commissioner Ray Kelly as well. The longest-serving commissioner of the NYPD. Legend. Law enforcement legend. And a Marine. Yes, indeed. Hey, so at 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, the guys here. You know what I remember back in college? I remember there were, after Kent State, there was a shooting at Kent State. There were a lot of protests in college when I was in school, in the early 70s. So, then, you know what? It was like, you would say, all right, they're protesting. I never understood it. I could never, I just was too patriotic or what. I said, why are you, if you're protest, just don't go to school. Get out of school. Why are you protesting? And at the point, I must tell you, as a young man, I remember saying, well, look, if they're in Vietnam, there's a reason why we're in Vietnam. But in retrospect, you understand that what they were fighting. The civil rights movement, we certainly understood. But in Vietnam, you understood after a while and after so many deaths and after such a mismanagement in Vietnam. Although I always believe, if I may, just for a second, to my Vietnam veterans who are of my generation, I really believe that no life was lost in vain, that it was the start of the takedown of the Berlin Wall. It was the start of the takedown because they attacked communism. That was all that was about. And then enter Ronald Reagan many, many years later with Pope John Paul II and Lech Walesa in Poland. And the wall came down and, you know, they took down the Soviet Union. So I always like to think no soldier died in vain, even though a lot of these conflicts seem unnecessary at the time. But I would never protest on campus. What am I doing? I'm going to protest against America's great country. And again, it's my parents talking. I would never do it. But I remember even the little school I had, they said, we're going to have a little protest. And we're a little tiny school in Jacksonville, you know, Florida. And it was like, and they protested. And it was like, and I just observed it. And I just thought it was dumb. And I'm telling you, now when I see what's happening here, it's not a war. It's not a civil rights movement. It's sticking up for the most horrific crimes of humanity ever. And how dumb can these kids actually be? How dumb can they be? And you're placating them, in my opinion. Go in, and we'll talk to Commissioner Kelly about it. And I would bring the National Guard in. Take them in, clean them out. This has got to stop. And now, not only are people protesting for pro-Palestinian, it's not pro-Palestinian. And then I got to do the caveat and explain to me why Jordan and Egypt and a lot of countries will not allow any Palestinian refugees in their country. You look that up. Explain that to me, please. What does that tell you? Something, something. But now you have students supporting Hamas outwardly. But if you're a white person, and you're out there and you go and you question America, you question the United States government. Oh my gosh, the FBI is on you in a minute. In a minute. You have got people talking about the military arm of Hamas supporting it and virtually saying kill the Jews. That's exactly what you're getting now. That's what you're getting in New York City. and the Jewish community. If it was not for the Jewish community, I don't know if these educational institutions would be as powerful as they are. I am shocked at it. And you yell at me because I voted for Donald Trump. You're sticking up for Hamas. And then the government goes after the IDF in Israel for what? For trying to kill Hamas. Explain to me what's going on. I'm exhausted. I don't understand it. How could it be so mismanaged? How could you be so misguided? And again, if I wasn't on the radio 10 years, if I didn't get jump on the radio, and when Mr. Crowley, my boss, goes, he goes, you know, Joey, I say, hey, Jerry, you don't have your morning man. Curtis went across town. And he goes, yeah, my morning man just left, and I got no morning guy. And I go, I'll go in. And he looked at me like I was crazy. And thanks to Doc Rock Positano brings me over here to the station. I go, yeah, I love radio. I'm a radio geek. I have a degree in broadcast. That's what I went to school for. I graduated 4 years with a bachelor, a BS. Yeah, really, it's pretty much what it is in school these days, right? So Jerry goes, good. He goes, but, Jerry said, we're a conservative station. I go, I voted for Ronald Reagan. I'm a Democrat. I voted for Ronald Reagan. I'm pro-life. I'm a Catholic. What am I going to say? I'm religious. I believe we're in one nation under God. His eyes grew big, and he went, all right, let me talk to Salem. And it was a real hard sell. Episcopal, wasn't that the guy who ran off with the babysitter? It was like that. How many times
volunteer
has it?
Volunteer for the second collection. Hire him. Fire him.
How many times has he been married? How many times has he been married? Jerry's going, no. It's not like it seems. I wanted to be in that meeting, man. Listen, I got to tell you, the man who started Salem Media, Ed Atzinger, what a gentleman, what a class, decent human being. Just a role model for all of us. And so they hired me, and here we are. So now I got to do, out of responsibility as a radio person, I got to do the homework. And I'm looking, and I go, oh my gosh, the world is like in such disarray. And I could talk to you honestly about what's happening and how wrong it is to keep this administration in power, how dangerous it is to keep this administration in power. So I don't care, but I know you're afraid. I was never afraid to speak my mind. That's why I'm not a big star today, but that's a whole other story. You gotta really speak your mind, but don't be afraid, because my dear friends in Hollywood, they call Joe, they go, this is what I always tell you, this is the best, this is my favorite thing of radio, because I'm on the radio, they know it, nail in the coffin in Hollywood, oh yeah, you can't, you know, once you say you're a conservative, Donald, you're done pretty much, And then they shake my hand sometimes. Hey, Joe, good to see you again. How you doing? Then they look to the left. Then they look to the right. They go, we believe in your politics. Like that, you know? And some people will even say, hey, they look around like no one's listening. They go, I voted for Trump. They just should be a secret handshake. I always say we should have like a secret handshake. And it's not Trump. It's beyond Trump. It's absolute. We're on the verge of a nuclear war. We're one mistake away, to quote KT McFarland, we're one mistake away of a Navy ship being sunk in the Red Sea. We're one mistake away. They're going to use, and I'm telling you, I see it clear now because I'm on the radio. It's like a learning process here. There will be a small tactical nuclear device in Ukraine or Russia. God forbid, I hope I'm wrong. And then you know what they're going to say? Oh, it was just a small tactical. Those are the catchphrases. Nuclear. You and I think nuclear device. I think it's a little small little thing. It was nothing. That's the way it'll start. We're at the precipice of a nuclear war because of you have a guy that is not really. I'm trying to be kind, but this guy, Biden, he's getting worse every single day. This guy, right? And but the deep state doesn't care. They're going to keep, if you don't like the deep state, does that sound too conspiratorial? How about the lifelong bureaucrats who don't want to lose their pension and welfare, their assistants, their SUVs, all these people trying to take Trump down? They got drivers. They got an SUV in front of them, behind them with the special lights. You ever go in traffic? You're stuck in traffic and these people go flying by and all of a sudden lights appear on these SUVs out of nowhere. Who is that person? That's a prosecutor probably trying to take down Donald Trump. They get that. They get those little perks. They don't want to give that up. They don't want to give that up. And they're virtue signaling to one another. They don't have the guts to say what should be happening. And it goes right back down to the kids who are protesting. These moronic children who are so mentally handicapped, in my opinion, that they do not understand. You're sticking up for Hamas in a moment. And in a moment, if you were ever in, if you were a hostage and you were held under a hospital or in a tunnel, to think what those people are going through as we speak. And you explain this to me. How does a guy call himself president of the United States with American hostages? What do you think what Trump would do if one American was held in Hamas? What do you think what he would do? And what do? We go after the IDF. We go after Israel. I tell you what, listen, we're going to stay on our mark, but we have to stay very, very focused because, it's all for power and control. And I just think when you lessen your belief in this country, you criticize this country, and you, like Joe Biden, for example, 7/15, which I got so much, I'm sorry for babbling, but I get so upset. It's like the Title IX thing that protects women in sports, and Joe Biden just threw that out. He doesn't even care. The Title IX thing, we didn't even talk about that. What happened with that? He's gonna allow. And if there's a guy that go, and correct me if I'm wrong, tell me I'm nuts. If there's a boy and he wants to compete in girls sports, not only can he could go into the locker room with women, change, and just change. He's a guy and he's in with girls. And if you say anything, they will have, you could have legal ramifications brought forth to you. What country is this? Who are these people? And where is, how does Jill Biden let this happen? Yeah, Jill, because Joe doesn't know. He's just reading off of those cards. He has no idea. But Jill could say, sorry, we're not doing it. You know what? You got us now. We're in charge. I wish she would be forceful and say, we're not going to be that much, we're not going to be puppets like that. Shut down the colleges. Wipe those tents the heck out of there. Step up. Be strong. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, 7/16, Al's here, Joey's here. Boys, how you guys doing? All right?
Yeah, morning. Doing
just
good.
Just fired up, you know. Can you imagine getting in? Joe, you went to Hofstra, great school. That's a great school. I couldn't even have got in there. You know, and Joe, and Al, where did you go? Al, would you go?
I went to a trade school, and then I went to local college.
Yeah. Everybody that the community schools are probably the best thing to do.
Well, didn't you do that? I did. Yeah, I did two years at the community college, and I got
very smart.
A full ride to go there.
If I hadn't continued my radio career, I would have been a history teacher by now. I would have been retired by now, actually.
Retired, married. Really? Is that right?
Retired, wow. Married to a dentist. I would have been,
it all worked out.
Yeah. No, it did. Trust
what's
me.
What's the dentist?
My ex-girlfriend, Sarah. She became a close, very well.
Let's stop on Sarah for a second. So?
Sure.
So? What, you almost got married to Sarah, did you?
No. Didn't almost get married. We dated for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I've told the story before. I met my wife while I was dating Sarah.
Uh-huh.
And I broke up with Sarah to continue dating my wife. And I didn't know that my, you know, at that point, girlfriend was going to be the woman I was going to spend the rest of my life with. But it just worked out that way. So there you go. She's very successful. Sarah lives on Long Island, has a nice house, couple kids. Her one daughter is driving now, and we keep in touch from time to time. We talk, but
that's nice,
you,
though.
I bet you do.
No, I have not. I have not seen her in 20. It's got to be 25, 26 years before I got married. This is the last time I saw her. So her mother was a sweetheart. Died of brain cancer back in 2008, 2009. Wonderful woman.
Oh, what a shame. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny when you go there. Now I have a
reunion.
Could
you see me as a history teacher? I would have been.
Yelling at the kids, you'd probably be.
You know what? No, because I loved history.
I could see you being like, you know, the coach of one of the teams.
No. I have no patience to coach. Not at all. Yeah. I could never do that. But I know that had I been a teacher and living on Long Island, I would have been miserable. I know I would have been miserable. That was part of the reason why I broke up with her. I was like, I can't see myself getting married to this woman and being stuck, you know, 50 miles away from, you know, my friends and all kinds of other stuff. I was like, yeah, no, not going to happen. So.
Yeah, it's funny. And then, I got a reunion coming up. I think I'm working. I'm not, but I may drop by.
Oh, you're singing? You're singing at the reunion?
No. Yeah, it's actually great. And then we go, and then, That my favorite was because I had, I don't want to mention names. I don't mention names. This is my favorite because my best friend at the time, he was the organ guy on our band, in our band, Richie Mears. He was a great guy and a very talented guy. And then I don't want to mention names because people listen. I'm going to get into trouble. But so I had a girlfriend and we were really like close. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were close. So now when you see, and we were close in high school and it was great. And then you break up and you go to college and it was sad. And you know, everybody,
you go,
I would hope you're close with your girlfriend.
No. But sometimes you're not. Sometimes it's just like a flipping thing. This was like, wow, really together. And then she was at the reunion, and I hear her say to somebody, through high school, I had such a crush on Richie Mears. That was like, old girlfriend. And I'm going like, why didn't she tell me that then? Right. You know, when I was with my best friend.
So what was that, chopped liver?
Yeah, exactly.
I was second place? What is this?
Exactly. 100 years later, you think about that.
You know what I love? I thought we were in class.
Then you can start up. Hey, wait a minute. Excuse me. Yeah. You know, excuse to her husband. Excuse me a second. Can I talk to you? Like, what do you mean? We were not together?
But the flip side of that is when somebody comes up to you at a reunion that you haven't, a female that you're friends with or whatever, and they go, back in the day, I had a crush on you. Oh, really? Like, you tell me this now. Like, what am I supposed to do with that information now? Nothing. It's worthless.
It's so true. But good people, and you make it through.
Right.
My goodness gracious. I wouldn't ever want to go back to high school again. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was awful.
Well, you
awful,
didn't go awful. Most of the time. So, anyway. You didn't go. It didn't matter.
That's why you're forced to go back for the reunion.
Right.
That's
what were you missing?
That's right.
To make up for it.
Me and Vinny Lapone, actually, we ended up more times out of class than in class. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
But we made it.
Yay.
You know what, Debbie? It was the drama department. My sister, Carol, said to me, because I was a bad student, you know, you should go to drama. This was ninth grade at West Essex High School. It was the region from 7th grade to 12th grade. It was a big school. And they said, I said, what's drama? She goes, no, you should go in because you like to play the guitar. You go in. And that, I swear to goodness gracious, the arts saved my life. Saved me. Because I went there with Charles E. Gaunt. He was the drama coach. Joey, what do you think you're doing? Big theatrical kind of guy.
Really?
And really saved us all. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that interesting, though, right?
Yeah.
Sports does it sometimes. For me, it was the drama department. It was the arts. That's why I always say, support your arts. I'm always like one of those guys. Hey, 722, Greg Jarrett's going to join us, and Debbie Duhame's on the roads for you right now on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. Hudson, Bergen, light rail still suspended between Newport and 2nd. Also between Newport and Hoboken. Tickets and passes being cross-honored on path for travel between Newport and Hoboken. Watch for delays now on 287 South, getting down toward Exit 3 and in toward Exit 2 in Edison. It looks like an accident involving a cement truck, so watch for delays here. 287 South down through Edison. We're seeing slowdowns as you take a ride to 35 West by Evergreen Street in Yorktown. It's some late running construction slowing you down. Newburgh Beacon Bridge into Newburgh, an accident. It's in the right lane. And taking ride over to the Van Wyck southbound, slowing down by Linden Boulevard, but a disabled vehicle cleared. LIE East at Little Neck Parkway, it's a collision. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 57. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
A whole generation of kids knows little or nothing about our nation's darkest day, 9/11, the day our nation was attacked and 2,977 people were killed. Today, more than 80,000 people are suffering with 9/11 related illnesses. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 9/11 Institute helps educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about 9/11. The 9/11 Institute offers nonfiction, first-person accounts told through videos and the Discovering Heroes book series. The curriculum teaches about 9/11 while teaching kids' skills. The Institute has a speakers bureau for classrooms, providing access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones. A mobile exhibit, a tractor trailer that's an interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts. To never forget, we must educate future generations. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. T, the number 2, and T.org.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Today, we'll find out if demand is holding up for expensive manufactured things, everything from cars to refrigerators to airplanes. Durable goods orders for March are released this morning. Ford Motor, Hasbro, Boeing, Hilton Worldwide Holdings, Humana, and AT&T are among companies reporting earnings today. Mark Tepper, CEO of Strategic Wealth Partners, is encouraged.
Overall, so far, earnings season has been positive. I would expect it to remain positive. And despite the fact that investors certainly have some indigestion so far this month, so far this quarter, I would expect the market to continue to grind higher into year end.
Chipotle Mexican Grill reports earnings today after the Wall Street close. Its earnings have been better than expected for a year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Greg Jarrett is standing by. I wanted to tell you about my buddy Jim Hughes. He's the president and CEO of Unity Bank, all right? Dave Dallas as well. This is my neck of the woods. Although, I must tell you, Unity Bank has locations all throughout New Jersey, also in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, 21 retail locations. I'll tell you, it's like going into the neighborhood when you go into Unity Bank. And Tracy is there, and Angela's there, and Joanne. These are the folks, and Jim is there. And matter of fact, Jim Hughes is the president CEO. If you need a personal account, a business account, you want a mortgage, where do you get a mortgage? You go to Unity Bank. And I have the number for Jim Hughes, a personal number for Mr. Hughes. He's the boss at Unity Bank. It's 908-713-4306. 908-713-4306. All right. Or you could email Mr. Hughes at james.hughes@unitybank.com. You will feel so comfortable. It's such a crazy time. Where do you get a mortgage? And what account do you open? How about some great CD rates? You got to go to Unity Bank. It is a community bank in your neighborhood. Visit unitybank.com to find out more. FDIC insured, equal opportunity employer, equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
Our hosts tell them like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. Great to have you with us. It's 728. We want to go to Greg Jarrett through these crazy, crazy times with Donald Trump in court. We still don't know what's going on. Greg is a legal and political analyst for Fox News Channel, author of The Trial of the Century, wrote so many books. You got to Google Greg Jarrett, go to Amazon and grab some of these books because they were so ahead of the curve. We appreciate Mr. Jarrett taking the time with us this morning. Greg, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey, Joe. Good to be here, as always.
Well, thank you for breaking all this down, because we're watching this unfold. My favorite thing of the trial was how cold it is in the courtroom. We played the, oh, man, how do you not love that? He comes, Donald Trump goes, I'm freezing. 2 days, I'm freezing. I absolutely love that. But I see on your opinion piece on Fox News that we will re-X out now. Trump trial day two from Greg Jarrett. It says the mysterious other crime that is not. Could you explain that to us, sir?
Well, the assistant DA Steinglass announced yesterday that this other mysterious crime that has never been identified, which somehow elevates a misdemeanor into a felony, is in fact a violation of state law. That is to say, a conspiracy to unlawfully promote Trump's candidacy, which, by the way, if you check the statute, is also a misdemeanor that's also expired. So what you really have here is a lapsed misdemeanor bootstrapped to another dead misdemeanor that magically elevates it to a felony, even though, under the law, it does not. And then, of course, they take the single transaction and they, you know, elevate it to 34 charges, which is what's known as count stacking. And as I point out, no half-decent prosecutor would ever do that. The problem with this novel legal theory is that federal law preempts state election laws, and that's basically what they're arguing here is a illegal campaign donation. The other problem is it's not an illegal campaign donation. Federal Election Commission, which has authority over it, exclusive authority, said this isn't a campaign expenditure. It doesn't qualify. So, in other words, there's no crime committed here regardless of the private bookkeeping that occurred after the fact.
You know, and what about the statute of limitations that we keep hearing about? That what did they do after they had to go back and kind of recreate that and bring that back? Because it's been over 10 years. Everything in the courtroom is over 10 years old. And how did they get that back, that statute? How did they bypass that, Greg Jarrett?
Well, they had a biased judge who was willing to sort of ignore the law. And that's one of the many grounds that if there's a conviction, this case will be overturned on. You know, you somehow, you know, two and two somehow make 25. You know, yeah, I mean, it doesn't add up here. And so, you know, this is such an absurd case. I don't know which is more laughable, this or the you know, Real Housewives of New York show.
I know, and I'll tell you, it's scary because this is exactly what it seems to be. It's like Venezuela, it's like Stalin, it's like Goebbels, it's like North Korea and China all in one. I can't believe we're witnessing this. Greg, your legal expertise, what are they thinking around the world? What do you think the heads of state are thinking around the world? What is Vladimir Putin thinking watching this? I mean, honestly, scary, correct?
Oh, yeah, they do. You know, I'm sure they're all saying, wait a minute, is promoting his campaign by using his own money is a crime? And what's this business about, you know, a porn star and, you know, a Playboy bunny? And I mean, they have to be laughing at this. And, you know, yesterday, the DA seemed giddy to have elicited from the first witness, David Pecker, you know, is the ex-publisher of the National Enquirer, that his tabloid promoted positive stories about Trump and negative stories about his opponent.
Yeah.
Wow, that is an earth-shattering revelation of political turpitude. No one in the history of American presidential elections has ever done that. Except, of course, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton. I could go on and on. And, of course, Hillary Clinton, who did the same thing and booked it as legal expenses. And, of course, she's not on trial because her last name's not Trump.
It's so true. You say in your article, much like the current Trump case in New York, Clinton used a lawyer to funnel the money and booked it as, you just said, legal expenses. Although fined by the Federal Election Commission, she was never prosecuted. And they just run away from these things. And Greg, what about when the judge says to Donald Trump's lawyer, you're losing your credibility to the court? Because he's saying that in regards to the gag order, that Donald Trump had to answer because Michael Cohen said bad things, Stormy Daniels could say bad things, everybody could say bad things. The president had to defend himself. He's the president, and you should refer to him as the president because he was indeed that. And then this judge goes, you're losing your credibility? What a nasty, a pseudo-intellectual thing to say, you know?
First of all, he doesn't have much of an intellect, and he's known as a bully.
Yeah.
The prosecutors and the judge are not gagging the witnesses who are trashing Trump publicly, but Trump is gagged from responding to them. You know, this is a blatantly unconstitutional prior restraint of free speech. Our legal system does not take priority over the Bill of Rights, never has. There's no exemption in the First Amendment for defendants in criminal trials. The accused has a protected right to defend and the court of public opinion, where, of course, he's already been convicted by a biased media. And here, Trump has an elevated right. He's the leading candidate for president. So every aspect of this case is crooked and wrong. But the DA knows this, but he didn't care.
Yeah.
Because the goal of Biden Democrats is to damage Trump and interfere in the upcoming election, even though their cases will be overturned on appeal.
Even though the New York Times said yesterday, they said that this could be an historic mistake. I saw on Laura Ingraham's show yesterday, she brought that out. So it could be a historic mistake. Is that what you're feeling, where this all ends up, Greg Jarrett?
You know, even the Trump-hating New York Times has published a bunch of articles casting serious doubt on Bragg's daffy legal theories, and they are just that.
Yeah,
and they ran this blistering column by a law professor at Boston University. He said, the title of it is, I thought the Bragg case against Trump was a legal embarrassment. Now I think it's a historic mistake. And he's absolutely right about that. You know, when the New York Times is sort of coming out against Bragg's ludicrous case, you know you got a real problem there.
It's so true. I gotta let you go, Greg Jarrett. But, you know, when you write Witch Hunt, and these are the Greg Jarrett books, I invite you as you listen to just Google Greg Jarrett books and then the Russia hoax. You were ahead of the curve. All that energy, all that money, all that political takedown after Donald Trump when he was president, in my opinion, led to this thing called COVID, this Wuhan thing coming in. We took our eye off the ball. We were not concentrating on what we should be concentrating on. And then all of a sudden, COVID just ruined the world. The fentanyl is in, and the country is in disarray, as is the world. Greg, don't you think that this trial is, we're right back where we were. You're talking about it now. Our eye is off the ball on what the true threats are in this country, to our open border, the fentanyl, what's happening in the schools. You take your pick. Don't you think we're taking our eye off the ball, concentrating on these ridiculous things? And I fear of what's to come, my friend.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, and to watch these anti-Semitic demagogues that have commandeered city streets, bridges, college campuses. You know, these people are ignorant. They couldn't point out Israel or Gaza on the map. They know nothing about the dispute.
Yeah.
But they're spewing hatred and threats against Jews that is so reminiscent of the Holocaust. They should be arrested and charged with harassment, stalking, and hate crimes under the New York Penal Statute.
Amen.
But nobody's doing anything about it.
No, we're going to watch Donald Trump in court for another day. Greg Jarrett, thank you. Always enjoy it. Thanks for taking the time, Greg. Have a great day. Please talk soon.
My pleasure, Joe.
Thank you, sir. You're Greg Jarrett. 7:38 with Joe on the radio. Former commissioner of the NYPD, the longest serving commissioner of the NYPD, law enforcement legend, United States Marine, former commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service, Ray Kelly is going to join us momentarily. Al Gattulo is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
54 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. House Speaker Mike Johnson will visit Columbia University today to meet with Jewish students as the school faces massive protests against Israel's actions in the Palestine territories. Hundreds of students have been protesting for days against the Biden administration's response to the Israel-Hamas war, calling for an end to support for Israel. Johnson's office says he plans to discuss what he sees as a troubling rise of virulent anti-Semitism on America's college campuses. Many of the protesters are also Jewish and reject claims that the protests are anti-Jewish. In sports, Rangers managing to hold on for a 4-3 victory over the Capitals in Game 2 of their best-of-seven first-round series. The Blue Shirts lead that best-of-seven 2-0. The Yankees over the Athletics 4-3, and the Mets have now lost 3 straight. They fell to the Giants by the final of 5-1. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking suspended for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. Hudson, Bergen, light rail still suspended between Newport and 2nd. Also suspended between Newport and Hoboken. Tickets and passes are being cross-honored on path for travel between Newport and Hoboken. Watch for slowdowns on 287 South, exit 3 into Edison. Accident on the shoulder. We're seeing delays this morning on the LIE East at Little Neck Parkway with a collision. Westbound slowing down through Woodhaven Boulevard. Van Wyck southbound busy right through Linden Boulevard. Expect delays at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge into Newburgh with an accident. It's in the right lane. Over on the thruway, South Exit 12, approaching the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge, watch out for an accident on the shoulder. Inbound George Washington Bridge, about 30 to the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln 25, Holland about 20 minutes in from both approaches. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Can I tell you about LifeVac? I love bringing you products, ideas that can improve your life. Well, this product can save your life. There are approximately 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. each year. One child dies every 5 days from choking. The solution is called LifeVac. And our friend Arthur Lee, I'll be with Arthur tonight. What a great guy, a beautiful daughter. Beautiful organization out there in Long Island. He's the founder, CEO, and inventor of LifeVac. It's a simple rescue device that can change your child's life in a choking emergency. I hold it in my hand as I speak to you this morning. And yeah, it's so easy to use. It's non-invasive. And I've seen so many lives saved by LifeVac. I see the pictures of children, and I met the parents of children, and I met people, kids choking in a restaurant, and someone having a LifeVac in their car. They run to get the LifeVac, and they save the kid's life. Thousands of lives saved. So if you have a young child in your family, I strongly recommend you visit the LifeVac website at lifevac.net, LifeVac.net. View the videos demonstrating how easy it is to use it. All you got to do is place, push, and pull. That's all you do. Place, push, and pull. That's how LifeVac works. And the LifeVac device dislodges the obstruction and suctions out the food or object. It's that simple. By the way, if you have, an elderly parent around, you want LifeVac in your house. You want LifeVac in your car. LifeVac.net. LifeVac.net. Made in the USA. FDA registered.
A high degree of risk and actual results may vary. Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
All right, let me tell you about YRefi. You want a secure investment that actually helps people? You can invest in helping refinance private school loans. It's smart and it's safe, and it helps people. I'm telling you, Chris, I tell you about Chris. I wanted to hear examples about YRefi and how the individuals that YRefi has helped. Well, Chris co-signed on student loans with his son. When his son left school, they were stuck in a situation where they could not make the payments. why Refi provided a solution to reduce the payments and decrease their interest rate. Chris and his son are now on a path to paying off the loans and building a life. And you could earn up with your money there. You could earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return. Not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You could turn your income on or off. Compound, your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly. No fees. There are absolutely no fees. No attack on principal if you ever need your money back. So you get your monthly statement with no surprises. It's a secure collateralized portfolio that just may be a better option for you than where you have your money right now. Just go to investyrefi.com, invest the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. People all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return. They don't care what happens with the Fed. They don't care what happens with the stock market. Our friends at YREFI are trustworthy, honest, and care about you and can help you. Just go to investyrefi.com. Invest the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Or 888-YREFI24. 888-YREFI24. Be sure to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 7:45 in the morning. Great to have you with us on AM970, The Answer. You know, Commissioner Ray Kelly is the longest-serving commissioner of the NYPD in history, a former commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service, United States Marine. Commissioner Kelly, welcome back to the show. Ray, great to have you with us always, sir.
No, it's always great to be with you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, we looked to you when New York was New York, Commissioner Kelly, and you ran it in such a stellar fashion as commissioner of the NYPD. What could we do? It just pains me, Commissioner Kelly, to see what the police have to go through, being called the KKK and these misled youth out there. Can't we just go in, take and forgive me, Commissioner, but just take them out, just clear those tents out? You know what I mean? What are you thinking, Commissioner? Please.
Yeah. Well, the ball is in the court of the schools, and obviously the police just can't go in unless you have a complainant, unless the administration of Columbia, or in this case, has come in and assist us in taking down these encampments. Then that can happen. But the police can't go in on their own. Obviously, if they're looking into the campus and they see a crime being committed, then they can go in. But that's not the case. So we are going to have to see what the schools do, both NYU and Columbia here in the city. But there are many other schools now that you can see that have this trouble. Now, I did a survey of anti-Semitism, I guess now it's almost 4 years ago, mm-hmm. And I interviewed a lot of students, Jewish students, on Columbia campus. And this anti-Semitism and the abuse of Jewish students was rampant. And it's been going on for years, perhaps even decades. Wow. And the administration has known about this all along, and they refused to do anything about it. And this is, chickens coming home to roost for them. They have not addressed this problem in the past, and they're going to have to somehow address it now in a much more firm and staunch manner than they than they've shown to date.
Yeah, and Commissioner, you did a report. I should know this. I apologize. You did a report about 4 years ago about anti-Semitism on the college campuses in New York.
No, it was focused on anti-Semitism in Europe for the most part. That was my charge, but in keeping with that, this was sort of an addendum that we added onto it. And Columbia has always been a place where Jewish students have been complaining. And so we went and looked at it, and we interviewed a lot of the students, and it's clear that the administration knew about it. And anytime there was an event, for instance, on campus, Hillel, we'll say, which is a Jewish student organization, they will show other students, particularly from Students for Justice in Palestine, which is an amazingly robust organization. They have 200 chapters on college campuses across America, and they've been in existence since the mid-90s. This has been going on for a while, and they will somehow arrest the Jewish students who are conducting this event, And there'll be observers there from the administration. They call them advisors, student advisors. And they report to, you know, top flight officials at the school. Yet nothing is done. They have, and they have just, you know, given lip service to the Jewish students. And they are genuinely afraid. The students will come up to them, apparently students from the Middle East, and look to goad them into a fight. You know, we'll bump into them.
That
sort of harassment goes on all the time and has been going on for a while. And that, as I just want to emphasize, that the administration has known all about it.
And then
no firm action has been taken.
And the people that are pushing this, that are putting these organizations on campus under the titles of a 501c4, which is a civic leads, as social welfare organizations, local associations of employees. It says civic leagues, 501c4, Commissioner Kelly, or organizations not organized for profit but operated exclusively for the promotion of social welfare. So this is what this is. This is anti-Semitism, and they're organized. Who's funding this, do you think, Commissioner Kelly?
Well, I think the money is coming from the Middle East.
There you go.
From Middle East for quite a while. And they're these sort of both organizations that they send the money to, and then it'll come through them to these, for instance, Students for Justice in Palestine. There are no direct payments. It's obfuscated in such a way that it's difficult to trace. But clearly, it's coming. You can't have an organization that runs for 30 years and not have a significant amount of money, and that money is coming from the Middle East, in my opinion. And Saudi Arabia has been contributing to college campuses in the United States for years. You know, they send students here. They pay full freight. And school accept it with open arms. There's no question about it that they rely on this kind of money. I don't see it slowing down anytime soon.
Well, we get right to the heart of the matter with Commissioner Ray Kelly. Commissioner, we appreciate it more than we could tell you. And a shout out to the NYPD. I mean, they're going in with the riot gear when they do have the opportunity to shut this down, and to be called the names that they're being called, Commissioner Kelly. I mean, we stand fast to support the NYPD and their work. And I just don't understand why the powers that be just don't make it more, and they probably can be. And to your thoughts before we let you go, Ray Kelly, they could be stronger in their execution of all of this, in support of the police and shutting this down. They seem to just—it seems like they're meandering around. I'm talking about City Hall, sir.
Yeah, you know what's become a controversial issue is nightsticks. I understand the optics of cops with nightsticks. Politicians get quite concerned about that. But if you saw them at NYU the other night, they're pushing with their hands.
Yeah.
That means face-to-face, body-to-body contact.
Exactly.
They have no instrument to use to help them do that. And it's something that, you know, throughout history, cops handling this sort of matters use nightsticks. They're not there. And I think in certain units, should have them, should be able to use them, and you're putting cops more at risk when they go in there without anything, anything to protect themselves. They have an ASP, which is this small device that they wear in their belts, which is an expandable baton, but it's nowhere like a nightstick. It's a tough time to be a cop in New York, no question about it.
Commissioner, thank you. Thanks for your service, sir. Thanks for always taking the time with us, Ray, and speaking the truth on the radio. Thank you, Ray Kelly. God bless. Godspeed, Commissioner.
Thank you,
sir. Great man right there. 753, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Passover. Metered rules in effect. We're seeing delays on 95 southbound through Norwalk. Merritt Parkway southbound slowing down through New Canaan. 287 eastbound on the brakes out through White Plains. Cross Bronx West heavy through 3rd. Heavy on the southbound Harlem River Drive into the 130s. FDR Drive south bumper to bumper down through the 50s. Eastbound BQE, that's bumper to bumper up toward the Battery Tunnel in toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Van Wyck southbound slowing down in toward the Belt Parkway. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. the answer.
This is the Prager Minute with national conservative icon Dennis Prager.
So these left-wing Jews, Jewish Voice for Peace, if not now, when, whatever other names they come up with, they are afraid of anti-Semitism. Rightly so. And if they can blame Israel for it, then they can justify siding with those who wish to eliminate Israel. Hey, no more Israel. I'll be liked. Nobody's come up with that. I have not heard that explanation given. But I think that that is definitely one of them. Yes, it's a very sick crowd, the Jews who are anti-Israel. I mean, you can't get sicker. The leftists and the Muslims who want to exterminate Israel are just evil. But they're not necessarily sick. The Jews who want to eliminate Israel, they're sick.
For more Dennis Prager, sign up at PragerTopia.com.
I discovered NerveRenew while searching for something to relieve the pins and needles pain in my feet, because I have neuromas there. I've lived with that for 25 years. I couldn't be happier with the results. The discomfort has been so reduced, I got rid of my shoe inserts. Right now, they're offering a special bonus gift to new customers. You can find it at NerveRenew.com/Prager. Again, NerveRenew.com/Prager. This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Relief Factor is it. It'll get you out of pain. I really think so. All right. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation so you feel better every day, all day. And when I tell you over a million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit that I always tell you about, nearly 70% go on to order more. It's only $19.95 and you have a feel better or your money back guarantee. The 3-week Quick Start Kit from Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. And I think we can. 800, the number 4, with the word relief. You will talk to an actual human, a very nice patient from Relief Factor. We'll answer the phone. 800, the number 4, the word relief or relieffactor.com. 100% drug free. I know this. I know the ingredients in Relief Factor, but the turmeric, the resveratrol, the omega-3s, it stops the inflammation. It helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. 800-4-RELIEF or again, relieffactor.com.
This weather report was sponsored by Esco Truck and Equipment. Whether it be purchase, lease, or rent, Esco Truck and Equipment has the right machine to improve your business, providing a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapack, and Chicago pneumatic or handheld power tools from Steel, serving New York and New Jersey. Call 718-504-2600.
All right, let's jump to weather right now with Jeff Nordine. Jeff, how are we doing this morning?
Well, it's a little damp. We got clouds and some showers. There could even be a rumble of thunder. Temperature later in the day is going to get to 69. Then it's clear and cold with some areas of frost in the northern and western suburbs, where lows there are going to be about 30 degrees. But in the city, we'll be at 39. Still a chill in the air. Sunshine tomorrow, but despite that, it's cool, only getting to about 60. And we could see some frost again outside the city at night.
And I'm looking Sunday, maybe it breaks, starts a little warmth, starts coming in. Yes, we got a heat wave coming in.
70s. Yep,
yeah,
right.
Baby. Bring it on. I love it. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks so much. Jeff Nordine right there from the Weather Answer Desk. Stephen Moore is going to join us. The Joe Piscopo Show, resident scholar of economics. Oy, yeah, trying to get through, you know, the economy of today is impossible. And they seem to be avoiding that in the White House. We'll talk about that with Stephen Moore. Hey, Colonel Jack Jacobs is a retired colonel in the United States Army. Dr. Eric Kaplan, Michael Goodwin, Ricky Schlott, Clint Howard, Ron Howard's brother, Joe on the radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A former Yankee making his orchestral debut, Bernie Williams, who plays guitar, will be playing with the New York Philharmonic today. at Lincoln Center. The 55-year-old former center fielder set to perform at the orchestra's Spring Gala. Rapper and actor Common will also be making his Philharmonic debut by providing vocals. Williams has released two jazz albums, received a Latin Grammy nomination in 2009, and has also played guitar many times at Yankee Stadium. Two people are dead following separate car accidents in South Brunswick. The accidents occurred yesterday morning. The first, a single vehicle accident that happened before 6 in the morning when a car left Route 535 and collided with a utility pole. Police say the 65-year-old South River man was pronounced dead at the scene. The second, occurring a short time later on Route 1 near Major Road, police say a 38-year-old motorcyclist from Pennsylvania collided with a car trying to merge onto Major Road. He was also pronounced dead at the scene. And the FAA investigating after a near disaster on the runway was averted at JFK. It happened on April 17th when a communications error almost sent four planes to cross the runway at the same time. A pilot for a Zurich-bound Swissair flight quickly aborted takeoff when he noticed the other planes. Swissair praised the quick-thinking pilot. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.